obviously that's why you play football, like, to get the All-Ireland semi-finals and hopefully finals, like, which will be my name we'll be going for, like.
Certainly probably wasn't on your agenda at the start of the year, was it, if we're honest?
No, well, to be honest, we just thought to get a new year and everything, and we'll put our heads down, God knows where it'll take us, like, but we're just taking one game at a time. We never really set our sights on anything over first round Ulster Championship, like, and thank God it went to plan, like, and everything. We're still here today, like.
It's been Jim's philosophy, even with last year's Under-21s, one game at a time.
Yeah, that's the main one, one game at a time. There's no point in thinking ahead, like, just keep the head down and plan towards the game, and then whoever you're playing next round, just plan towards them there, and that's just the way it went, like. There's not no talking about Ulster finals or Ulster semi-finals, just one game at a time, like.
What's the game that stands out for you so far this year?
I suppose winning Ulster final was a massive game, like, just to be part of that there was brilliant, like, and to bring it back to Donegal, like, it was just the scenes in Donegal town was amazing, like, but hopefully we can build on that there and get to All-Ireland final.
A bigger boost to confidence was the victory over Tyrone.
Ah, it was a massive boost, like, I think if over the years it's always been Tyrone that beat us, and they were the benchmark, like, and eventually beat them in the championship and beat them in the Ulster championship. It was just a massive boost for us, confidence. And then I think we learned then we could beat the top three or top four teams in Ireland, and that's why we built on that and we went on. Now we're in All-Ireland semi-final.
And obviously after coming through a very tough game and a very tight game in the quarter final.
Yeah, that's it. Sure, that's, we know now that we can win and all in Croke Park, and we can play these tight games, and everyone was hyped up coming in underdog and won. Hopefully we'll do the same against Dublin.
You're in college in Dublin. Yeah. You probably know some of the Dublin players. Yeah, some of them were college, would you?
Yeah, there's a few of them actually. Paul Flynn and a few of these boys that live with them in Dublin, like, so the banter will be good, like, now. Haven't really chatted much to them recently, like, but hopefully we'll get one over them at the weekend, anyway.